Welcome back into the show, Jabroni the Week in about 10 minutes. I was texting John over that break, and I told him that as a result of what just happened in that last segment, I now have a one free call into a show that I'm not already on coupon that I can cash in at some point. So Mitch is going to have to do that again at some point that I can... I know that John's actually listening down the line. He's not on the phone, but at some point... For a show that I'm not on, if I'm doing something else, I'm going to call in, and you're going to have to put me on the air, Mitch. It has to be fair both ways.
Whatever you say.
So I've got that coupon that I'm holding on to now. Mizzou basketball is suddenly fun again, and they haven't even played a game with Quanzo Martin as head coach. But, man, with them getting Michael Porter Jr., the top recruit in the 2018 class, and now he is reportedly recruiting other recruits to join him in Columbia, things are looking up for a program that not only was terrible the last couple of years, but if you saw some of those crowd shots of the amount of people that were in Mizzou Arena for the games this year, it was bad, like really bad, like less than 1,000 people in the stands, bad. Like you could probably have a conversation with someone who was sitting on the opposite side of the arena from you, bad. Awful. But that means that as they make the climb back up, it's going to be that much sweeter for them, and I presume that they will make some sort of a climb back up. I'm not totally sold on Quanzo Martin being a coach that's going to take them to the Final Four or something like that, but at least a team that's in postseason contention, maybe about where K-State is now, an NCAA tournament caliber team. Well, this guy, and again, I don't know how old he is. I presume 13, 14, something like
that. Seems like a young teenager.
Yeah, something somewhere around there. Made a YouTube video the minute that the Michael Porter news was released, and I just have to play this thing in full. It's a minute long, and I mean I'm not going to say anything more about it. Just give this thing a listen.
Y'all don't want to, Oberside, if you're watching this, or anyone in the community that loves basketball is watching this. You know Missouri is not a good basketball team. Well, I mean, they're going to be a good one because look at this shit. Move out of the way. Look at this. Top 2017 hoop recruits, Michael Porter. Y'all don't understand this shit. Y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand. They got Michael Porter Jr. Michael Porter. I'm getting tickets. You guys don't understand this shit. Look at this. I had to pause this 7 times and rewind it because I didn't think it was true. Top 2017 hoops recruits, Michael Porter Jr. I'm getting tired. I don't do this much exercise, but we're going to the Final Four. Missouri, we're going to have a good basketball team. I'm calling it right now. Right now. What day is it? March 25th? I'm calling it right now. Oberside, if you don't get damn tickets, I'm going to to you. All right? All right. All right. I'm just going to take a nap and eat some chips.
Where's this kid's parents?
I don't know. There are 3 things that I love there, okay? First of all, about midway through when you hear him actually yelling, that's because he opened his front door and was just yelling out to no one in his yard.
Trying to yell.
The second part is when he said that he's getting tired because he doesn't do that much exercise, which I can relate to. And the third part, which I can definitely relate to, is I'm going to take a nap and eat some chips at the very end. That was great. In fact, I'm gonna listen to that again.
All right. Alright, I'm just gonna take a nap and eat some chips.
That is fantastic. But that's the mood around Mizzou basketball right now. I don't know if everyone's feeling quite as excited as that kid, but
reminds me of when we got Beasley, man, when Beasley
it's kinda like that.
To K-State.
It's kinda like that.
That was over the summer. I can remember I drove from Manhattan from Morganville to Clay Center, which is a 9-mile, 10-mile drive. I walk into my friend's house without knocking the door and just yell, "We got Beasley."
Mm-hmm.
I was pumped about that.
It's a fun feeling, and I've seen a couple of stories that ticket sales are going very well for Mizzou right now. You know, the fans seem to be buying into this, even though I think the day that it was announced, fans were kind of underwhelmed by that move. But then you see the trajectory of the recruiting and everything. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun, and it's one of the reasons, I think one of the very small reasons why K-State fans are having a hard time right now, because in addition to the Frank Martin thing, the Brad Underwood thing, you've got a school that's very comparable to you, you know, KU's other rival, that is making a big step toward becoming relevant in basketball again, where you are still kind of treading water as a team that is solid, but not a ton of confidence that you're going to be moving way up the ladder in the next couple of years. So I just had to play that audio. I thought it was great. You should check out the actual video on YouTube, because just seeing the kid, like, you know, run around with his phone all over his messy living room and stuff, it's pretty funny. But could it be topped by what we have coming up in Jabroni of the Week? I say maybe. We'll see how Mitch presents it. That's coming up next to finish off the game.